I think the letter and the request is totally in order. I support it, and I'll entertain a motion to go ahead and defer the item.
After some discussion, the motion to delay the decision to downlist the manatee was passed 6-0. The next chance that the reclassification of the manatee might be decided will be at the FWC's December meeting in Key Largo. The public still had an opportunity to comment on manatee reclassification today. Most of the people who spoke about the possible downlisting of the manatee were in favor of maintaining the mammal's endangered status. On the other hand, some were in favor of moving ahead with reclassifying the manatee as threatened. Tracy Colson of Crystal River was pleased that the FWC postponed their decision because she saw two manatees die this summer due to boat strikes. Colson said manatees don't need less protection, they need more protection.
We have a summer herd of 50 or more manatees that stay during the summer, but the sanctuaries and the slow speed zones go away on April 1st, and their sanctuary and safe haven becomes a sporting speed zone.
Ken Stead from the Marine Industries Association said the FWC should go forward with downlisting the manatee status from endangered to threatened.
We've come together in a manatee forum where the various stakeholders have worked together. And in that forum, we have pledged to follow the science. That wasn't always easy for stakeholder groups to embrace the science. The science may not have come down on the side they chose when they entered the forum as their position. But we made a pledge as industry that we were going to follow the science and where that science took us. Where that science has taken us at the state level is a delisting classification, or a downlisting classification, excuse me.
Some of those who spoke in favor of keeping the manatees on the endangered list mentioned that there is a misalignment between how the state now categorizes the threat level to species and how other bodies, such as the IUCN, the World Conservation Union, rate species. Jen Hobgood, who is the regional coordinator for the Humane Society of the United States Southeast Regional Office in Tallahassee, explains.
One of the problems is the actual listing criteria that they're using was revised in recent years, and actually, because it's misaligned with the IUCN criteria that was modeled after, manatees are actually already losing protection. Basically, a species would have to be considered critically endangered to meet the criteria for endangered, because IUCN had four main categories, I believe it is, and the way Florida adapted it, we basically lost one because they were misaligned with those criteria.
Also at today's meeting, the FWC announced that they will partner with the Wildlife Federation to look at the effects of global climate change on fish and wildlife in Florida in a conference in July or August of 2008, and they adopted a global climate change resolution. Jerry Karnes is the state director for environmental defense and said that part of the resolution was unique.
When you go to wildlife conferences, the Department of Interior, you've got the Fish and Wildlife Agency conferences. This is a hot topic amongst wildlife managers. But what Florida did today was the first time that any wildlife agency had actually taken action like this to kind of comprehensively put forth a framework to start addressing the adaptation and mitigation side of global warming, which is almost just as important as taking care of the emissions. And stabilizing the climate. We have a certain level of impacts that we've bought, no matter what.
Ken Haddad is the executive director of FWC and discussed where state-mandated cuts might occur to their $276 million annual budget.
For FWC, that resulted in having to look at $5.5 million in general revenue and $13.1 million in trust funds, which is approximately 10% of our budget.
It is possible that up to 70 law enforcement positions could be cut, in addition to laying off up to 20 people from their Marine Resources Conservation Trust Fund. Some programs were slated for possible elimination or budget reductions, including red tide control and mitigation grants and monitoring, and manatee rehabilitation, though Haddad said Save the Manatee Trust Fund was safe. He said the agency will have to face difficult cuts again.
It's going to be just as difficult, if not more difficult, next year.